Buzzcast, Buzzcast. Buzzcast, Buzzcast.
Hello and welcome to week 4 of the PDC Buzzcast. Today I'm joined by Jeff Sandquist. Say hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
And we're here to bring you news and views about what's coming up for the PDC 2005 in Los Angeles, September 13th through the 16th. So, Jeff, what is your role relative to PDC?
Well, first of all, this is not your real voice. He actually has a high shrieking voice, and he's totally putting this on. But, you know, what is my role at PDC? Last year at the last PDC, I helped drive some community stuff around the PDC, you know, helping getting some people blogging about the event, you know, creating some buzz and some excitement, and an application that we called Vibe. Looks like it worked out okay because they asked me to do it again. So my role is really that we've got, you know, all these projects that, you know, have the buzzword community around it associated with the PDC. And my job is to, you know, just kind of lead that overall effort. Lots of people involved in PDC community for the PDC, so I almost hate having my name saying I'm, you know, owning community for the PDC. Maybe I'm shepherding. I'm the shepherd of community for the PDC.
So are you shepherding sheep or are you herding cats?
A little bit of both. But no, we've got some great people that are involved in community at the PDC. You know, there's everything. Community has always been a part of what we do at PDC, and you know, arguably, it's as important as the content that gets delivered, because it's the secret sauce that pulls it all together. It's how everybody gets together and really discusses and really connects with Microsoft and their peers on a one-to-one level. So when I think about it, you know, when I look at the last PDC, it was a very special moment in time for me and the team and really the community at large. You know, it was one of the first chances that we got to, you know, get our eyes on Longhorn, get our eyes on Avalon, Indigo. What made it really, really special was that, you know, that we connected with people in two different ways. Online and offline is really how I think about, you know, the community at the PDC. Online, you know, you're going to have things like the weblogs. You're going to have, you know, Channel 9. You'll have discussion forums. You'll have news groups, podcasting, videos, you name it. It's a messenger, you know. It's really, you know, how we connect all together as one big community and really discuss what's going on at the event. Offline is really even one of the more powerful things. You know, one of the exciting things about going to the PDC is the fact that I actually get to connect one-on-one with customers and am able to actually meet face-to-face, put a face to a name. So we have a concept of the big-ass room. Oh, sorry, it's the big action room. You can bleep that out if you want, but it's Channel 9, so we'll probably keep it. But the bar, B-A-R room, is going to combine in one big party zone, you know, a lot of things. Everything from the hands-on labs. It will have the dining hall. It will have these community lounges arranged by track. It will have ComNet. It will have the, you know, exhibitors area where all the different sponsors and stuff will have their booths. It will have the product pavilion. So if you're not in a session, you've got one place to go. And that's where all the Microsoft people are going to be. We're going to have a special area for Channel 9 there that we're going to be doing videos and so forth, where you can just hang out and relax in a beanbag. That'll be probably pretty neat-looking beanbag when you'll actually see them. We'll put some pictures up on them as soon as we get them. But, you know, that's one place to go, and that's where you're going to connect. Sometimes the best conference at the PDC doesn't happen in the session rooms. It happens in the hallways. It happens in this big room in the track lounge. I remember walking by the lounge the last time and seeing Anders going to town on a whiteboard, Anders Salzberg, with a bunch of customers, a bunch of attendees of the event. And I was thinking, wow, you know, I want to be in that session. You know, there's other talks that people are doing, but that one-on-one time is really special. I remember, you know, having some RSS discussions back a couple years ago with like Mark Cantor and a few people down in a community lounge talking about some ways that you can do, you know, you can expose things as RSS feeds. It's just a real powerful thing. Some of the talks, some of the sessions don't happen at the event. I'm talking the unofficial sessions. You know, some of those may happen on the roof of the Standard Hotel. But you know, I'm just really excited about getting into the PDC. I don't know how many PDCs I've been to. I've been to quite a few. I think this is about the third one now that I've been part of the team, the core team that pulls it together, and I just can't wait for the PDC.
And I remember from the last PDC that the track lounges and various things were kind of spread all over the hall. And what was the experience from those that kind of drove putting everything together in the BAR? And is it going to be possible for people to get from the breakouts to the BAR and back and forth conveniently?
Yeah, definitely. So first thing was that, you know, this was really Microsoft's first attempt at doing these little track lounges, trying to give good access to Wi-Fi and wired. And I think it really paved the way for some of the things you saw at TechEd, the TechEd cabanas, and so forth. For me, it was, you know, an attendee would have, when they're distributed around the event, what would happen is somebody would be at the client lounge, and they go, oh, but I have a question about data. And they go, well, I think the data lounge is somewhere tracked, you know, way around, and probably couldn't even explain it, and they'd have to pull out the map and show them how to get there. That was one of the things we said, how do we fix that? How do we have them in one centralized location? And we looked at what they did with the cabanas and said, hey, let's put them in one area. Can people get down to that area? Yeah, there was a hallway that was actually closed at the last PDC that we're actually able to open up. That's going to make it very easy to get from the sessions down to the bar. So it's going to be a good thing. We'll see how it goes. Every PDC, we try something new. We try to iterate and change. Some things work out. Some things don't. Hopefully all of my stuff works out. And we just have a lot of fun. PDC is this all-volunteer army of people around the company. People say, you know, oh, you're organizing this part of the PDC. And it's like, no, I'm, you know, as you say, herding cats or shepherding. There are people all around this company that are all coming together to put on one hell of a show for you. And I just can't wait.
I think it's going to be a great deal of fun. And speaking of fun, you know, last week we hinted at some fun things over on Developer Powered. And I know that the first video got posted up on Channel 9. You know, the sense I get from looking at that video is it's only the first of a series.
Yeah, there's a few more to come, and at some point in time we'll put another one up. Yeah, that's a fun set of videos. You know, send it around, show it to your friends, and we'll watch for on Channel 9. We'll have more of those to come.
How's the flair on the Channel 9 site going? I've seen lots of different things, and I've seen it around various places. What's news in Flare land?
Yeah, so the Flare thing is like, you know, really, I'll be really honest, was the last PDC, I think it was about 11 o'clock at night, I was like, let me put something on my blog to show that I'm going to be there. And so I opened up in PaintShop Pro one of the official advertising thingamajiggies for the event, pasted my blog and says, I'll be there. Scoble pointed it to it, then everybody started doing it, doing variations for it, and it's pretty neat. Years gone by, I think every event at Microsoft has done now the almost these really official-looking flares, and I was like, we're going to this, and said, oh, what are you doing for Flare? And I said, you know what, I'm not doing anything like what the other events are doing. Let's have something that's a little bit irreverent, have a little bit of fun with it. So we created these ones, and if you post them to your blog, you can go to channel9.msdn.com/pbc, select the Flare tag, or if you're watching this podcast, just click on Flare, you'll probably see it. Pick the Flare, put it on your blog. If you do it with the code, you'll show up on our list of people that are putting them on their blogs. And you know what's the one thing that we haven't seen a lot of is no one has uploaded, or I think one or two people have uploaded variations of the Flare or changes of them. Have some fun with it. Other people will put them on their blog, and I just love to see some people doing a little bit more of that. We also got to put a plug in for our shareware contest. When does our contest end? When is the deadline for submissions for the shareware contest?
The deadline for submissions is August the 12th, and we've had quite a few downloads of both the C# and the VB versions. We're going to be posting hopefully next week our first example shareware app to show people what their submissions should look like.
Yep.
We've had quite a few comments on the forum, which we've been trying to give people guidance as to exactly, you know, what kind of environment their app's going to run in and how they do their submissions. We've also had quite a few entries. Have you seen any of the blog My Way to PDC entries?
Oh my gosh, the blog in My Way to the PDC. You know, that boy, that took off. It's pretty cool too, I think, the fact that you don't have to fill out a form to enter. It's a distributed contest. You blog about it, you ping our server, and boom, you're entered into the contest. Man, there's a lot. We're going to have some fun figuring out who's won and what are the entries on that. But yeah, I was really, really blown away by the response to that. Back to the Shareware Starter Kit. What are the three things that you can do with the Shareware Starter Kit? You know, like, so, you know, I'm out there and I want to make some money with some software. What does the Shareware Starter Kit do for me?
Well, the main thing it does is it takes away all the effort that you normally would have to go through to deal with registration, authentication, and payment. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to build a shareware app, you actually get to build your own app, and you just use this class library that we provide and the web service, and you get automatic trial monitoring, you get automatic registration keys, you get integration with the web service that can connect up with PayPal so you can actually make money. And it's just an API, like every other API you deal with, except that now you've got all the source code for this, and you can integrate it into your app very, very easily, so you can focus on doing what you do best.
That's cool. So we've got a VB version, a C# version, and we're going to have a C++ version fairly soon.
Right, yeah. We just are in the process of testing the C++ version right now. No promises in terms of exactly when it's going to come out, but it's coming because we understand that an awful lot of people are building shareware apps with C++. It's still a very powerful language of choice in that community.
Yeah, we'll have the final versions of these for RTM. So when Visual Studio, RTM, Visual Studio 2005, RTMs, that's when we'll have the final version. I'm really excited about that because I just think that, these starter kits are so cool in the fact that, it allows you to kind of leapfrog your development. It's like, okay, great. I don't want to have to worry about how do we do trialware. I don't have to worry about how we're going to, I want to get paid. And I'm really excited about that, too. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on, but back to PVC. I think that one of the things that makes PVC special is that it doesn't happen every year. It's the fact that it happens when we're ready to make some things. And you can start to see over the last couple of weeks, I saw different things coming out that said, hey, you'll learn more of the PVC. Dean's talk at Gnomedex. Right at the end of that was, you're interested in this feed store, you're really interested in what we're doing on RSS, come to the PVC, get your hands dirty. I saw Scott Guthrie blog the other day about the Atlas stuff, and the last line on that was, come see more of the PVC. We're just starting it, and man, better register soon for PVC, because the tickets are going fast.
So, obviously, we're talking to Channel 9ers here, who are active developers doing things. And PDC, at some level, is always talked about as being about strategy. So what's the unique blend for somebody who's an active developer who wants to come to PDC and learn about the next best thing? How do you pick the right kind of sessions? Why should Channel 9 listeners show up at PDC?
I think I'll take your question on, how do you pick the right sessions? And I think it's going to be really interesting. I know that one of the things that we're planning on doing is, have this concept of virtual tracks at the PVC. And it's like, if I'm Don Box and I'm attending the PVC, what sessions would I pick? If I'm Anders Heilsberg, what sessions would I pick? Now, me,
are we going to have celebrity tracks?
Yeah, right. Well, it's like a concept of virtual track. What sessions would they pick? I think, what talks would Jeff Sandquist attend to? So I think one of the things is that there'll be a lot of people blogging about what sessions and stuff they pick. And I think it's really up to you. Are you a data guy? Are you interested in Office? One of the things is we'll start releasing the different tracks and sessions. Pick wisely. There also will be people blogging about the different sessions and tracks as well, too. However, can't make it to one talk, send your friend and take notes and share them with the community. Use the Channel 9 Wiki to help share your notes around the event. There's a lot. It's a fire hose, baby. And, choose wisely.
All right. Well, thanks, Jeff, for coming in and giving us a little bit of background on this. I'm sure we'll find out more and more about all the different community events as they all start to spin up to speed here.
Yeah.
And that's it for week number 4 of the PVC Buzzcast, unless you want to add one final thought.
Channel9.msbn.com/PVC. That's Transparency Central while the PVC's going on. So see you at the PVC.
All right. See you there. Leave comments in the forum if you'd like to hear from any particular group, technology, or person presenting at PVC 05, or if you have a specific question about how we go about creating and coordinating such a geek fest. Until next time, I'm Michael Lehman, and I'll see you in Los Angeles.